This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 374 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are going into, it's July, and you know what? We were doing the MonsterVerse. I said, you know what, Alex? I'm going to pair these MonsterVerse movies with other monster movies. So we're doing nothing but big, giant monsters and creatures and robots all month long, kicking it off with a movie from 2005 called King Kong, directed by Peter Jackson. Now, Alex, I know you've heard of this movie, but this was a first-time watch for you, correct?
Yes, I never seen this one before.
Okay, so a first-time watch for Alex, not a first-time watch. I saw this. This came out around Christmas time in 2005, and I actually saw this in the theater with my family. Like, my dad went, my mom, and they don't really go to the movies too often, but we all went together. My sister, I believe, was there. So yes, I saw this at the theater, and I've seen it since. Also, they have a ride for it here at Universal Studios in Florida. So I've been on that ride like 10 times.
Is that the one you're on the car, on the trolley?
You're in a little like, no, in this one, this version of it, you're in a little like Jeep, like a Jeep thing, a big Jeep. Kong and them, they fight all around you. Like, it's like screams.
Oh, okay.
And they fight, they go over the tram and it shakes and they go. And at the end, there's a giant, literally a huge animatronic King Kong head. It's cool.
Okay. Yeah, yes, and it goes rah.
Yeah, he like roars at you and moves around and
yeah, I like that one. I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. When I went to Universal.
They have the bats that fly around and like scoop the people up and yeah. So we have a ride here, so I'm very familiar with, and that's all based on this version of Kong from 2005. So let's get into it, but before I do, let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores for this. Now, this is an interesting set of scores, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little surprised. I'm not that surprised with one of them. I'm very surprised with the other. The critic score is an 84%, and I'm not that surprised. You know, Peter Jackson, Academy Award winning director, and having seen this movie, not surprised with an 84 from critics. However, the audience score for King Kong is a 50, which that's the one I'm a little surprised with. Like, right down the middle, people either liked it or didn't like it. Are you surprised with these numbers at all?
I'm shocked at the 50.
Yeah, it's weird.
In terms of, I mean, I can see why, but I'm very stunned.
Yeah.
I'm very stunned on that one.
Yeah, it's definitely lower than I thought it was going to be, personally.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be. Even if, you know, if you told me 60, 65, like, okay, 50, whatever. I guess we're going to get into it, though. Those scores don't matter. Our scores are the ones that matter. So we're going to give you a little bit of take. Now, I'm interested to see what Alex thinks here because he's never seen this movie. And I have, like I said, multiple times. Now, we're going to do the same way in this one. There is human characters. And then Kong is a lead character in this. So this is the traditional, by the way, Alex, this is the traditional King Kong storyline. So this is a remake of the 1930s film. There's also a version in the 70s with Jeff Bridges. This is that storyline, this version of it. So go ahead and take it away.
Oh, before, I mean, since we're doing the MonsterVerse stuff, sure. King Kong was budgeted at $207 million.
I believe it.
And it worldwide made $556 million, for those of you out there.
So it was successful. Money back. Yeah.
Yeah. Money. So, okay. Now, lead character. So human side.
Your boy, Adrian Brody. Your boy.
Yeah, again. Yeah, Adrian Brody. And it's funny because he does like a semi.
He's like a little more
action.
Nerdy.
Yeah, he does semi-action, but he's more of a writer. He does script writing in this one. Okay, so I wasn't too crazy with the lead characters. I don't like Naomi Watts.
Oh, okay.
And it's crazy because this is my first film with Naomi Watts. I don't think I've seen her in other movies, but my wife was like, she's more of a dramatic comedy, romantic comedy type actress. So I don't watch much of that stuff. So to me, this is like my first.
She was in The Ring.
Yeah.
I know you don't like her, but you never saw The Ring.
I don't think I've seen first Ring. I seen the Ringu version.
Okay.
I seen that one, the Italian version.
Italian.
It sounds like a pasta sauce, Ringu.
Yeah. Ragu.
But yeah, so I'm not crazy with Naomi Watts. And I was just like, oh, man. And you know, throughout the whole freaking 3-hour plus movie we watched, because we watched the extended cut for all those of you out there. So I was just like, man, this lady's ugly. I was just saying that the whole time. She reminds me of like a bootleg Scarlett Johansson. Wow. And my wife was just like, yeah, but she has like that naturally old school look. And I was like, I can see why they did hire her for that 30s look. Yeah, I wasn't too crazy with her. I was just like, whatever. Anyway, Jack Black, he was sometimes for me, I think he worked. But then sometimes I felt like he was miscasted. I was just like, why is he in this damn movie? But I could see why they put him in it. Adrian Brody to me was the one that I was like, he fit this movie.
Yeah.
Like out of the entire cast, I will say he fit. Then you had the father from King Godzilla, King
Kyle
Kong.
Kyle Chandler.
Yeah, he played the actor, which I thought fit well also.
Yeah.
So for me, like in terms of the entire cast, I gave him a 3.
Okay.
I thought they were good. I wasn't too crazy with Naomi Watts. I just not too crazy. King Kong, the CGI is atrocious. It did not hold up. It did not hold up. And I know we were talking about Skull Island last episode. That hold up. It's 7 years. That movie
this is almost
did its
20
thing.
Years at this point.
This is 20 years of CGI.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it is doo-doo. Wow. It is not good. I like certain movements of him. I was like, wow, that actually looks pretty cool. But then there's certain things that I was just like, when he was holding her, the cameras did not look good. I was like, oh my God. It was just like, it just looked off. When he was on standing on top of the Empire State Building, I thought that, to me, that was the best part of the movie. I thought it felt really cool. Like, I thought the CGI there was really good. But there's certain parts throughout with him in the jungle. I was just like, did not work for me as much. So I gave Kong, and it's weird to say, but I gave him a 4. Okay. Because I thought in terms, I'm not going to nitpick CGI for his performance because it's CG, it's computer generated.
Yeah.
But in terms of like him, his love for Naomi Watts' character, I felt it. I was just like, yo, this dude literally just wanted the girl. Like that's all he wanted. And he had this love with this beautiful woman, which I could see. I was like, okay, cool. So for me, I gave him a 4, gave the humans same score as Skull Island, 3 and 4.
Okay.
So average it out, 3.5.
3.5. All right. I don't disagree with you on name. I like Naomi Watts, but okay. I've seen her in a lot of movies. She's Australian. She's like Nicole Kidman's, like they're like buddies, I think. I agree with Angelina, with your wife. She has the classic Hollywood look. That's why I do like her in this. She definitely looks like she's of the time period. I like her character, struggling actress on a little theater show with like 8 people watching. She's doing all this stuff, doing vaudeville performance, basically gets the opportunity to be in this movie. Like this is literally all the same stuff that I think Faye Ray is the one who played her in the original. It's the same storyline, but I liked her in this. She thinks it's going to be her big break. She's going to be in this big movie. You know, she ends up, I mean, her and Adrian Brody, they don't have a true love story because I think he really loves her and she's like, thank you for saving me. She's interested in him as a talent, but you know, it's not all the way there, but it's still interesting. I do like it. I like Adrian Brody in this. I agree with you. I think he works, to me, he works better as a playwright than he does as a military guy in Predator. That's for sure. Like, I believe he would sit there and type on a typewriter more than go out there and shoot, you know, cannons or whatever. So I do like him. The rest of the supporting cast, I love Kyle Chandler in this. He's hilarious. He's like the actor. The little thing with the mustache was in the...
Oh, that was funny. Yeah.
And he's another one. He looks like he would have been in a movie in like the 1940s or something like that. And then he takes all the credit for saving the day. He's kind of a douchebag, but he's funny. And then you got a who's who. Jamie Bell is in this. Andy Serkis is the cook with the little eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I liked him. I gave him a 4. Kong, also Andy Serkis, by the way, did all the motion capture for Kong.
Oh, he did.
He did. Yeah. It's another Andy Serkis role. And I think it's a 5. I love Kong in this. I love the character. Yeah, I agree with you. I think the CGI is mostly fine, except when the people are in it. Like when he's holding her but like just him like fighting the dinosaurs, I think it looks good. Just his face, like if it's a close up of his face, I think it looks good. It's when he has to hold her and it looks like it, you know, it looks kind of awkward. So I agree with you there. But I think the performance is great. You feel King Kong's emotions. You feel when he's mad at her. I love that part where he's like, he turns his back and he's like, he reminds me of a dog a little bit. Like he looks back. He's like, no, I'm mad at you. I can't believe you did this to me. You know, like I love Kong in this. This is why when we did Skull Island, this is like the Kong that I'm more familiar with.
Okay.
He just wants the woman. But not in a weird way. Like, to me, in this movie, they didn't do it in a weird way. It's like a friend, like a companion. Yeah, he loves her, but you know, he knows he's a monkey. He don't try to do nothing too creepy. In the 70s version, it's kind of creepy. It's a little weird. He'd be like trying to take off her top and stuff. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? So a little less creepy in this one, but I gave him a 5. I think this is a great version of him. So 4.5, I guess, split the difference. All right, now, villain. I actually count Jack Black as the villain in this movie.
Well, I see, because he took him.
He's horrible. Yeah. First of all, he lies to everybody. He steals a boat. He keeps telling people he's going to donate the money to charity. He ain't going to do that. He kidnaps Kong. So to me, I scored him as the villain. What did you have?
I give him a 4. Mm-hmm. If we're going to do Jack Black, I gave him a 4. I thought in terms of that type of character, yeah, I agree. I don't get why Adrian Brody didn't stop them from throwing the chloroform at him when he was coming out, when she was like, no. And then he grabbed her and he was like, we got to go. And I'm like, but you guys can stop him. Like, he just let him take this monkey. Like, I didn't understand that. Other than that, like the scene where he's in front of the people on stage, you can't tell me you didn't know the shit was going to go wrong. Like, I mean, you knew something was going to go wrong. I mean, and he took the credit, which I thought, damn, this dude is kind of a douche. But that was like, honestly, if you ask me, Alex, what's your favorite scene in the movie, was that when Adrian Brody goes into the play and he sees him and he goes,
oh, my God. Went, yeah, I love that scene.
He didn't do nothing.
He's like, oh, yeah. Shoot.
And I love his line. He was like, I didn't do nothing. I just came in.
Yes.
Like, yeah. He started running. He was like, I didn't do nothing. But like, yeah, because he knew he's the one that took Naomi Watts from him. So that's all he remembers. But I thought that was pretty funny. But anyway, in terms of Jack Black, yeah, you're right. He did, you know, take the chloroform. He did lie to everyone. I did like the beginning, though, when he was doing the movie stuff.
Yeah.
And they said he was a has-been and then he left. And then you see him taking reels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He takes all the reels and they get on that boat. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought all that stuff was funny. Or when he was writing the fake check so the boat could leave and Adrian Brody stays on the boat.
He wrote $1,000 on this. He's like, oh.
Yeah. He was like, oh, stupid me. Yeah. So yeah, I gave him a 4. I gave him a 4.
I agree. I gave him a 4. I like Jack Black. I like him in this role because it's different than most of the roles he's played. He's comedic at times, but he's not over the top. And I think he does a pretty good job of being like a douche. He's a douchebag in this, you know, like, I agree with everything you said. The part the thing that makes me the most mad is like at the end, like Kong freaking dies, gets shot off the Empire State Building, falls to his death, and he has the nerve to come over and be like, it was beauty that killed the beast, which is literally the last line of the original movie. No, it's not. It's your fault that he died because you took him off of his home island where he was. You wanted to make money. This thing lasts for one show and it gets totally, like, totally screwed up. I do love that scene though. You're right. The theater scene's one of my favorites too. Because even like when the girl comes out and Kong, you could tell he's like, he thinks it's going to be her. And he's like, I don't know who this is.
He's a little sad.
I don't want this lady. Like, yeah, forget her. But then when he sees Adrian Brody, I'm like, oh no. He starts, the way he jumps up on this thing. I love it. I think it's great. I like the whole part in New York, actually, at the end.
Very well shot. Running through the streets and driving.
Flipping the cars over. And yeah, I love all that. So anyway, I gave him a 4. I think he is a good villain for this plot line. I think he does all the things, like you said, the checks. I like how he keeps telling the people, like, we're going to finish this film. We're going to donate the proceeds to his wife and kids. He says it to like for like 3 different people. It's like, okay, you're just going to make no money. You're just going to donate all the proceeds. He's not going to do any of it. And the boat guy who helps him, he's annoying too. Thomas Kretschmann is the actor. Mm. He's annoying. As far as any alternate villains, yeah, you get like creatures and you get nasty, nasty bugs. You get T-Rexes. I'm not even going to score them really. They're just animals being animals, I guess. So 4 and a 4. All right, action.
Oh man. So I don't know. I mean, I guess we're going to see. It's crazy, right? Because we might see this movie in 2 different point of views.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see much action in this movie. I thought it was more story driven, right? They go to the island, you know, she gets abducted by this group of natives, right? And then they sacrifice her to Khan, and then that's Kong's pet. Like, you know, he falls in love with her as a like a, as an owner or whatever you want to call it. Honestly, this I can't see where the action is besides when he gets to New York. That's where, you know, he breaks out. He doesn't. He's in a new environment. He's running around destroying, not destroying to be a dick. The dude is just like wants to look for Naomi Watts' character. He's like, where is she? Because that's all he's doing. And once he gets her, I love the scene that he's on the in the lake. Yeah, I thought that shit was cool. Yeah, was I was good. Like, oh man, that's mad cool. He's sliding with her and she's all happy. CGI is horrible. And I was like, it's all right, it's all right. But other than stuff, then the, you know, the rocket, rocket at him. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you douches. You know, and she's like, no. And then he went up the Empire State Building. And then that's a pretty cool scene too, which for someone like me that's scared of heights, I was just like, why did she keep climbing to the top? Because I was like, and there was no wind up there. Like she, her clothes wasn't even flapping, no wind. I was just like, no. No freaking way. And I went up there. Like I'll meet you down here. But like, yeah. But in all, like for me, I gave it a 4.
Okay.
I thought it was great because I thought it felt the story had enough for me because this is more story driven. I think Peter Jackson wanted to, we see the extended cut. Maybe it's shorter in terms of the storytelling.
The regular one's only like 20 minutes less. It's not.
Oh,
it's
still okay. Three yeah. Hours. But you felt the length. I mean, this one, you did feel the length.
It's long. Yeah.
I did wanted to point out something for you. And I noticed this and I said, wait a minute. I said, wait, I had to pause it. I had to rewind. I said, oh, my man threw an Easter egg up in here. Mm. So for those of you horror fans out there, Peter Jackson did a movie called Brain Dead, called Dead or Alive or Dead Alive Dead or whatever it's called. Yeah. Dead Alive, right? In that movie, it was one of my favorite indie horror movies. I'm not big on horror, but that's another favorite of mine, indie. There's a character there called the Rat Monkey. And guess what? On the boat, there was a cage that said Rat Monkey.
Oh,
the name of the character of his Dead or Alive horror movie was on the boat of King Kong. It was in the corner. You'll notice it. Like you'll see it. Like once I pop the bubble
in the boat when Adrian Brody's in the bottom typing and in the cage.
Yes,
and
all that. There's a cage in the back that says AKA the name of the character of the movie, and then it'll say Rat Monkey, AKA Rat Monkey. And I said that's the monkey from his indie movie.
Yeah, the Sumatran Rat Monkey is the one.
Yes, that's what it was said on the thing, on the big thing, and I was just like.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I did notice an Easter egg in another movie that we're going to do a couple episodes from now that I'll share. But I did see one there. But I didn't see that. That's a good call out. Now people are going to look
for it. I'll send you a photo of it. You can see. You're going to be like, oh, shoot. You do notice it. Like, you'll see it now that I said it. I bet you'll watch and you'll see, boop, the rat monkey. No, I thought it would have been pretty cool. You see, like, the little clay hand, the claymation hand try to come out. But anyway, that was a fun fact. In terms of where we go to story?
Action. No, that was action.
Oh, action scenes. I gave it a 4. Yeah.
Okay. So this, the first act of this movie, so this is a very distinct 3-act movie, which I like. It's a very, you have the whole beginning part, in New York, the journey to Skull Island. Then you have the whole middle part, which is on Skull Island, the whole, like, a good chunk of time. And then you have the end, which is in New York, back in New York. I think there's a lot of action. So you have them arriving, and then you have a little fight with the natives at one part. But then you have the chase scene with the dinosaurs, which goes on for a long time. There's that big stamp with the raptors and the brontosauruses, and that part looks horrible. That's the part that looks the worst to me. It looks like all the actors are running on treadmills, and then there's like a green screen behind. Like, they're literally running like this. They're doing this like very exaggerated running motion, especially Adrian Brody. He's going like this. It looks so... That has not aged well. But you have the big stampede. You have the bug scene where they're in the pit and then they're shooting all the bugs. And that one like eats his head, like swallows Andy Serkis's head, which is pretty cool. You have Kong fighting the T-Rexes, which is a great scene. I actually love that scene. I like the way he breaks that T-Rex's like jaw open and breaks his face. Great. So there's a lot, but they're big set pieces. I think that's the thing. They're not like, it's not all sprinkled throughout. It's like one big set piece and then storyline. So, and I do agree with you. This is more story driven. It's a story. The movie's about the story more than it is about action. I gave it a 4 as well. It definitely could have gotten 3.5 because the CGI, like I said, a lot of it's fine. That part with the stampede, I hate the way it looks. And I don't like the way it looks when Naomi Watts is like floating in the air on like some sort of rig. Maybe they created like, I think they created like a big hand and then they just like, you know, put it back on the thing. I don't know. Look, it looks weird, but I give it a 4 as well. Okay, storyline.
I wasn't too crazy with the storyline, so I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline. I didn't think it was like a great storyline. I thought it was a fun adventure story of Khan, but yeah, it didn't do much for it. I mean, it's a dramatic story. It's not action-packed. It's not here for. It's not Kong Skull Island version of King Kong. Like, right. This is an original drama remastered, I guess, remake of the original. Yeah. So I give it a 3.
Yeah, it's definitely an adventure story. It's a love story, a weird love story, kind of, right? Between the ape and the girl. And not in a weird way, guys. It's not like Shape of Water. Like, she loves him, but not like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. She doesn't love him as like, I want to be married to this monkey. But to me, people love their pets, right? That's a dog. You get a dog, you love your dog, but you're not like, you know, I want to marry my, well, some people want to marry their weirdos. But you know what I mean? Like, I think it's the same thing. You could love animals. People love animals. This is an animal that's close to a human in that it emotes, it has facial expressions, it, you know, so I love it. I give it a 5 though. But I am also a fan of the story. I love the original version. I love the 70s version. I love this one. I think this is the second. I think the 30s version is a little better just because it's a little tighter. It's not 3 hours long. This definitely feels like Peter Jackson, who I know loves the original. I think it's like, if not his favorite, one of his favorite movies. And he wanted to expand. The original had a fight scene with the dinosaurs, but they had to remove it. Like, it's not in the, it was a deleted scene or whatever. So he added it in. So I know he did a lot of that stuff. But I think it's a great storyline. I think it's a classic movie. There's a reason why they've remade it 3 times now. And I wouldn't be surprised if in 10 or 15 years, they remake like this version of the story again. I just think it's one of those stories that will be told over and over, almost like a Beauty and the Beast storyline as well, right? The beautiful woman, the beast creature, whatever.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's pretty classic. But I could see it not working if you're not into that kind of thing or, you know, whatever. I could see that. So I gave it a 5. You gave it a 3. Fair enough. Overall, what is your overall score for the movie?
Overall, I gave it a 3. I'm not too, like, I like old school movies. Like, I don't want people like, oh, you don't like. I love old school movies. I love black and white movies. I love whatever. I'm going to watch the original.
You might like the original one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shorter. I think I might like. I just feel like this movie was just, oh man, if I say this, I don't know if you're going to agree or disagree. I feel like it's overproduced.
Okay. I can see if that. It's overstuffed.
Yes, I feel like it's so over. Like, I feel like them on the island took so long. I was like, man, this is boring. Like when they went into the native thing, right? And then they came out of the thing, which I thought was pretty cool. So, right? They came out, and then they started to shoot. Then the captain comes, and everyone's shooting. And then I'm like, all right, whatever. Then they fall in the pit. Then these weird bugs come out of the pit. And I'm like, okay, cool. But the pit scene was like 15 minutes. And I was like, why? Like, you could cut this shit down. Like, we didn't need the pit scene. Like, I don't know.
They're for me,
I
just felt like for a long time.
Yeah, like I just felt like it was very overproduced, over CGI, a lot of stuff. So much animals that didn't need to be in this movie. And I guess I might like the original more because I like condensed movies. Like, if we're going to do old school movies, one thing I do like a lot about the old school movie filmmaking, that the storylines and everything was tight. Like, it just, there was no flaw for you to go, what happens if there was this guy here or this or whatever? No, the story was just there. And from A, B to C, and we're done. This one, it felt like it would just, he wanted to throw so much into this movie. And it took me out of it. In some parts, it took me out. And I was just like, oh, this is not for me. But I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good movie at the end of everything.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I give it a 4. I think it's very good. I like the story again. I'm a big fan of the storyline. So we're coming from a different perspective. You've never seen it. And I've seen it multiple times. I will say, I think the theatrical cut's actually better. It doesn't really need the extra 25 minutes or whatever. Because even in the theatrical cut, it still feels like, I think there was a lot of stuff Peter Jackson just didn't want to cut. You know, he was like, no, but let's put it in. And they could have tightened the scene. It should not take as long as it does for them to get from New York to Skull Island. Once they're there, you're right. They're there for a long time. I think there's probably a 2 hour, 15 minute version of this movie that is like, you might have liked a lot better. But as such, I could see your perspective for sure. So 3 for you, 4 for me. I enjoy this film. Again, the other thing I'll agree with you, like, this is not an action movie. It's an adventure movie that has some action set pieces in it. So yeah. Anyway, what is your total points?
My total points is a 17.5.
17.5. I have a 21.5. So same as Skull Island. Same as Skull Island, but different categories got like more points in this movie and that movie. But I like both. I'm just a Kong guy. I enjoy the big monkey. I'm a fan. 21.5, 17.5 for you. All right, here's what we got coming up. Next episode, we will be covering the next in the MonsterVerse series, which is going to be Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And then after that, We're going back in our time machine again. And we're going back to 1998 for one of the most classic monster movies that there ever was. Godzilla. That's it. It's just Godzilla. But everybody calls it Godzilla 98.
Yeah, Godzilla 98.
American Godzilla, which I have some stuff to say. So those are going to be our next two reviews. So keep an eye out for those coming up.
All right, guys, there you have it. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast. You guys can follow us on our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys or take us on the go on YouTube Music at Action Movie Guys or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, any of the platforms that you listen to your podcast on. And also now our live streams are now on the go. So you guys miss our replay or you guys miss our live streams. Now you could take it on the go with the Geeks and Flicks Raw. We are now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So again, Geeks and Flicks Raw, like Monday Night Raw. But no, it's Geeks and Flicks Raw. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.